AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Donald Trump will be in New York City today. He'll be ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. And then another honor for the former and incoming president is expected. Our Mike Hempen reports.
He's expected to be announced as Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year. That's according to a person familiar with the selection. Trump was Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2016 when he was first elected to the White House.
Trump's announced former Arizona Senate candidate Kerry Lake will be the new director of Voice of America. President Biden's pardoning 39 people who were convicted of nonviolent crimes and is commuting the sentences of some 1,500 who were placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he'll resign next month rather than be forced out by Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Eric Tucker.
This was not unexpected. President-elect Donald Trump announced his intention to nominate loyalist Kash Patel to serve as FBI director. Patel is somebody who has a very different vision for the Bureau. He's talked openly about his desire to rid the government of, quote, conspirators against Donald Trump. That could include going after the media or people in government.
Widespread power outages are left behind in New England after the storm that swept up the East Coast. In Malibu, California,
4,035 acres, and we're currently sitting at 7% contained.
Cal Fire's Dusty Martin on KABC on the Franklin Fire, which has driven thousands of people from their homes. Lawmakers in South Korea have offered again an impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk-yeol. The Census Bureau finds fewer grandparents are taking care of their grandchildren, and there's been a decline in the number of preschoolers in America after the coronavirus pandemic. This is AP News. Lawyers in the Alex Jones bankruptcy case are now in discussions on what happens next. A federal judge in Texas rejected the auction sale of the InfoWars platform to the satirical news outlet The Onion. Two teams have paved their way to the NBA semifinals in Las Vegas this weekend.
The first game of the night was played in New York. David Schuster tells us who's going from Broadway to the Strip.
Trae Young had a double-double of 22 points and 11 assists as the Hawks used a huge second half in beating the Knicks 108-100, advancing to the semifinals of the Emirates NBA Cup.
It brings a different environment. It brings a different energy.
Jalen Johnson had 21 points and 15 rebounds as Atlanta outscored New York 61-46 over the final two quarters.
The other game was in Houston, where the Rockets battled for the right to meet the Thunder in the other NBA Cup semifinal. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.